The Horrible Holiday by Catherine Jinx. Only Kevin, as usual, was silent. He sat there smiling, thrilled at the thought of going away. Auntie Brenda, who was actually Dad's great-aunt, lived near a town called Mudgee. She had been at Dominic's christening, but Kevin didn't remember her very well. He certainly hadn't been told about her caravan. A real caravan. And it was only 2 weeks until the long weekend. But those 2 weeks passed very slowly for Kevin, partly because everyone else seemed to be in such a bad mood. Florence didn't want to leave her museum. Josh didn't want to miss the cricket. Dominic had a cold, so Mum was very short-tempered, and Winsome was off her food again. The last time she'd stopped eating, she needed an emergency operation on her bowel. So Dad was very worried.
"I can't afford yet another operation," he said. "Next time she'll just have to die."
He didn't mean that, of course. It was just a joke. But the whole family stood up and cheered when Winsome ate half a sausage just 3 days before the long weekend. "Which means that we can leave her after all," Mum sighed. In the end, however, they couldn't leave her, because when Dad found out how much the kennel would cost, he decided that Winsome would have to join them.
"If I'd wanted to spend that kind of money," he remarked, "I would have taken us all to Fiji."
So Mum had to pack Winsome's pills and water bottle, as well as the travel cot and the pram and all the clothes and hats and shoes and toothbrushes that everyone would need on the trip. She got quite flustered trying to fit everything into the van. The Andovers had to travel in a van because there were too many of them for an ordinary car.
"I don't know what we're going to do," she said,
as she and Dad looked at the pile of bags and suitcases sitting by the front door.
"We'll manage," Dad replied. "We'll work it out."
"No, we won't. Not if Florence brings so much of her museum."
"Florence,"
Dad began. But Florence burst into tears and rushed from the room. She couldn't bear to be parted from her museum. She took bits of it to school every day. Mum and Dad had to promise that she could take one exhibit, just one, and even then she was miserable at dinner. It wasn't a happy dinner, with Florence sulking about her museum, and Josh sulking because he hadn't been allowed to borrow his friend's Walkman, in case he lost it, and Mum and Dad arguing about what time they should leave in the morning. Kevin couldn't understand it. How could they all be so cross when they were going away for the weekend? Why weren't they as happy as he was?